the changes in the community have been, I think, a building awareness of the challenges that many of our women have in terms of their lives and really often being stuck to that sticky floor of poverty. I think that there's a greater awareness and greater empathy in our community related to women and families. When I started here, we had rooms for single women and single women who were struggling, some of them with homelessness. And now, you know, we have apartments for families who are struggling with homelessness. So we know that women are the primary caretakers often, and it's so important to be able to have a roof over your head so that you can move ahead. It's a critical, you know, basic thing that everyone needs. So there's been just incredible support from women in our community who have the means to support us to help other women to move ahead.
Poverty is still such a huge problem in Rochester, where more than half of our children are growing up in poverty. Does that frustrate you?
Absolutely. Absolutely frustrates me. And one of the things about our YWCA is that, yes, we provide incredible services to women and to parents, but we are also an organization that is essentially a social change organization. We're not only about services, we're about education and advocacy. And so helping the broader community who, you know, maybe people who have never experienced poverty in their life, gain an understanding of what it is that, you know, that is really happening here. And not only in terms of poverty, but also in terms of racial equity. Those things are so important to, you know, really go out of your own vantage point and look at from another person's vantage point and gain knowledge. And it impacts what we believe. It impacts what our, you know, kind of unconscious biases are towards people. And so often, you know, on issues like racial equity, people are like, oh, yeah, I don't discriminate. I'm open. Well, people don't even understand sometimes when they're not being open. They're not even aware of some of the beliefs that they grew up with that are unconscious that impact how they view the women that we serve.